This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Profit reports come and they go. Companies make money or they don't make money. But not all companies are created equal. It's not fair. It's just the way it is. So today's earnings announcement from Alphabet, the holding company for Google, reporting how it's performed in the fourth quarter of 2015 is a big deal. Not so much how much money it made, because net-net, Google reliably reports making truckloads of money quarter upon quarter. But thanks to the company's reorganization not too long ago into Alphabet and its subsidiaries, we've gotten a peek at how some of that company's more, I don't know, shall we say, interesting divisions are performing. Our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, is here with more. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So first of all, it's great to have this transparency, right, into what Google/Alphabet is really doing. But it is complicated, I guess you could say. Break down what they did for me, would you?
It is both complicated and less transparent, I think, than a lot of people would hope. It is so complicated, I should say, that Alphabet actually put out an investor guide to its own earnings and how they would be reported, which actually does make sense. What they want to do is clarify what's going to be lumped into Google, which is, you know, basically YouTube and AdWords and Android and Chrome, and what's going to be lumped into these other bets. And so we know now how much those other bets made and how much money they lost, but we don't get this line-by-line breakdown of how much the self-driving cars cost, which is a little bit disappointing.
So let's break it down here just a little bit. Other bets, which is, as you said, you know, curing cancer and self-driving cars and all that stuff. Other bets lost $3.6 billion. They are getting quite the subsidy from search. It's a lot of money to be shoveling around.
It is a lot of money, and other bets, we should point out, made just $448 million. So it's barely a blip. They are spending a ton of money on these, but it's fair to point out that not just search, but ads, just the advertising business, is still 99% of Google's revenue. Now, investors are very happy to tolerate spending $3.6 billion, losing that kind of money on things like self-driving cars and fiber and extending human life, as long as advertising is still performing. So they're going to keep a hawk eye on any potential weakness. But, you know, what Google is basically doing is incubating a lot of other potential businesses, and it's got a lot of money to spend.
Well, let me get you there then, because Google is now basically a giant, or Alphabet, sorry, is a giant holding company, right? And tomorrow morning when the opening bell rings, they will be the most powerful, valuable publicly traded company in the world. Where do they go from here? Are they just betting on another, like, Google-ish kind of thing coming out of these other bets? Is that the deal?
Yeah, they absolutely are. They're hoping that one of these things is going to hit, whether it's the, you know, it's really interesting because last week we talked about Apple trying to diversify. Right. Google's trying to diversify. They're spending a ton of money trying to diversify, and they're hoping that one of these things will be the next Google. But it's still very telling that at the end of the day, the hardest thing to topple is simple advertising.
Right. Just real quick. So what we have now is this ginormous company getting bigger, trying to find other ways to make more money, right? And it's not just Google, it's Apple, it's Facebook, it's all these big tech companies trying to do this.
Yeah, everybody is sort of trying, you know, and that is that's the mantra of Wall Street. You got to grow or die. Right. And so they're all looking for ways to grow. And then I think Larry Page would tell you that on the side, he wouldn't mind saving the world.
Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent. Thanks a bunch, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.